Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Superior Video Livestock Auction's got some great sales coming up in the weeks ahead, starting with July 22nd, the Rex Regular Video Auction. It'll be live from Hudson Oaks, Texas, on SLA-TV. That's Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Then, the 2nd through the 6th of August, from Winnemucca, Nevada, it'll be the Video Royale sale. A bunch of cattle will be on that particular auction the first week of August. Later in August, you got the Bighorn Classic, the 16th through the 20th. And then coming up right after Labor Day, it's their 37th Labor Day Sale Extravaganza. That'll be live from their Hudson Oaks, Texas sale facility. Details on all these sales at SuperiorLivestock.com. Or as always, you can call for a lot more information, 800-422-2117. 1-800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the higher close on Friday for cattle gave a ray of hope that futures may not continue to fall. However, there wasn't much to suggest solid support had been reached. Maybe the higher close was a result of positioning before the weekend. Cash did not perform any better than the week before, and boxed beef continues to plummet. This will keep packers less aggressive this week. However, export sales were good at 23,700 metric tons, up 96% from the last week and 64% from the four-week average. Hogs closed the week on a strong note, but it has not changed the trend. July has been in a nice uptrend as it keeps pace with cash. There are only 3 days remaining to the contract before August takes over as front month. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed a price of $2.04 with aggressive packer buying. Support stemmed from a positive export sales report, which showed sales of 43,800 metric tons. That's 53% higher from last week and up 65% from the four-week average. Wheat markets mixed to higher overnight, with Minneapolis wheat taking on solid gains, while Kansas City sits just into negative territory. Chicago hovers around unchanged. Each of the three wheat markets marched to their own beat last week as spring wheat headed higher. Kansas City was mostly range-bound, while Chicago made fresh three-month lows. Firmer corn prices overnight as December corn stabilizes following a brutal week of trade. On Friday, December corn hit the lowest level since May 26 as much of the corn belt received needed moisture, and forecasts looked mostly benign heading into the key pollination window the last half of July. Forecasts are a little more mixed to begin this week of trade as heat and dryness move back into the west. Mixed to higher trade in the soy complex overnight, with soybeans and soybean oil higher, while soybean meal trades lower. The soy complex fared much better last week than did corn, with November soybeans getting back about a third of what it lost on Monday's plunge. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
August live cattle down 5 cents Friday, 119.22. October up 12, 125.57. August feeder cattle up 185, 159.17. September up 180, 160.182. And the August hogs up $1.20, 101.57. Kansas City wheat, September up 6 cents, 594. December was up 5 and 3 quarters at 605. Chicago wheat, September down 3 cents, 615. December's down 3 cents, 623 and 3 quarters. September corn down 7 and a quarter, 529 and a half. December down 6 and 3 quarters, 517. August soybeans up 14 cents, 1379 and a quarter. September's up 12 and 3 quarter cents. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.